Isang grupo ng mga Pilipinong sumusuporta kay Davao Mayor Rodrigo Duterte na tinawag ang kanilang grupo na Digong Duterte Supporters Sydney Chapter ang nag-organisa ng isang pagtitipon na tinawag nilang Picnic in the Park, Celebrating Real Change, na kanilang gagarapin sa katapusan ng buwan ng Abril. Ito ay upang magkaisa na ipamalas ang kanilang suporta sa kandidato sa pagkapangulo. Ayon kay Willie Co, isa sa apat na pangunahing nag-organisa ng pagtitipong gagawin sa Sydney, siya ay matagal na naging hindi aktibo sa pagbibigay ng oras sa politika, ngunit sa pagkakataong ito, nakita niya ang pangangailangang kumilos.
Ang lakas ng hatak ni Mayor Duterte. Example, ano, I've been here for 31 years. I've been politically idle for the last 31 years. Pero kada uwi ko, situation ng Philippines lumalala ng lumalala. Kailangan natin magkaroon ng isang tao na talagang mag-aalaga sa mga Pilipino, dating sa Pilipino, magmamahal sa Pilipino at Pilipinas. At dumating yung tao nga na si Mayor Duterte. Gayon ang hatak niya sa mga Pilipino buong mundo at dito rin sa Australia. Kaya eto, nagtipon-tipon mga maka-Duterte at ayun, maganda, nagkaisa-isa kami. Para sa kanya ito, para sa Pilipinas to.
Para naman sa isang dating scholar na estudyante na ngayon naninirahan na sa Melbourne, sawa na umano si Robelyn Abanyo sa kahirapan at korupsyon sa Pilipinas.
The ultimate reason that kasino supportahan si Duterte is because, you know, as a Filipino citizen, I'm very sick and tired of poverty and corruption sa bansa natin. Even though nandito tayo sa Australia, all of us have our own families left behind in the Philippines and we know what it's like to be in poverty and hunger and so many corruptions happening sa bansa natin.
Nang tanungin siya tungkol sa mga bumabatikos kay Duterte sa pagiging bastos o unethical nito at pinapababa ang estado ng mga kababaihan sa kanyang mga pananalita at ginagawa at umano'y paglabag sa karapatang pantao, ito ang masasabi ni Robelyn Abanyo.
For me, that's only a black propaganda against him. Like for example, the extrajudicial killings. You know, I don't think so na such thing happened because kung nangyari man yun, the Davao people could have testified against him. And we know sometimes si Duterte, his personality is his, you know, yung tough talking niya. And he's a lawyer. That's why sometimes yung mga words niya is trash talk siya sa iba. But then you look on his accomplishments, his personality, sometimes na may mistaken lang yung mga sinasabi niya and take him out of context. But also, his tough talk is a strength to me. If he's gonna kill criminals and drug pushers, to me, that's good. Instead of hearing na all criminals will be given rights, that's a soft word to the language of the crooks. With the woman, marami siyang flaws, marami siyang weaknesses, but then I know Duterte is a work in progress. And we are talking about who are we gonna trust sa pag-hold ng position, the highest post sa Pilipinas. And I only see Duterte as someone who is reliable to hold that.
Sa issue naman na marahas ang inilalatag na pamamaraan ni Mayor Duterte upang sugpuin ang kriminalidad kapag siya ang naging Pangulo ng Pilipinas, narito ang sagot ni Willie Co ng DDS Sydney.
Kung marahas man yun, eh nasa katwiran yun. Yung katulad nung ma-agree siya sa death penalty, lahat naman siguro ng Pilipino a-agree dahil sa mga rapists, mga drug lords sa atin. Napakadami na ng krimen sa atin ever since. Lumalala nang lumalala. Dapat makontrol yun. Kung nakontrol niya ang Davao, in bigger arena sa Philippines, ang makukontrol niya, we have to follow if he's the leader. Kailangan natin isang pinunong makapuso na talagang hindi naman marahas yung kamay na bakal.
Bagaman si Duterte ay may mga kapintasan, nangingibabaw para kay Robelyn Abanyo ang magandang hangarin ng mayor para sa Pilipinas.
Gusto ko lang ma-emphasize na we're looking for someone who we can trust that six-year position, the highest position in the Philippines, where I know na si Duterte, he has a lot of weaknesses as well. Pero yung mga weaknesses na yun, alam ko na he's open for a change. And he himself, he wanted to change his, for example, his words, the way he casts, the way he is with womanizing. I don't know, but we are looking for someone na may credibility and reliability sa pag-hold ng position na yun. And we know that Duterte is against corruption. The way he lives simply, the way he turned down some businessman who wants to have string attached sa pagkampanya sa kanya.
Narito naman ang payo ni Willie Co sa kung ano ang dapat na isaalang-alang ng bawat Pilipino sa kanilang pagpili ng iboboto, lalo na't desperado ng Pilipinas na magkaroon ng tunay na pag-unlad sa bansa.
Ayun na nga yung sitwasyon muna nila. Katulad ng sitwasyon sa Pilipinas, paghihirap, more than 80% sa atin ang mahihirap. Siguro nagugutom na rin sila, kailangan nila. May sasagip sa kanila, may tutulong sa kanila. Sino pa ba ang tutulong sa kanila? Magsisimula yan sa pinuno ng bayan na makatao, makamasa. At mga tao naman, dahil nakita nila si Mayor Duterte may puso, siya ngayon ang ihahalal nila.
Sa kabilang dako, bilang isang matagal na nagtrabaho bilang isang manager, si Bless Salonga ay gumugol ng panahon para mapag-aralan ang gawin ni Mayor Duterte at kung bakit marami ang sumusuporta sa kanya. At sa kanyang pag-aaral at pagsaliksik, apat na dahilan ang ibinigay niya kung bakit hindi niya iboboto si Duterte sa pagkapangulo.
Maraming reasons kung bakit hindi ko siya makitang favorable. I studied Duterte only because I don't know him personally. Tinitingnan ko yung mga, you know, parang nag-hire ka lang for a job. And because I've been a manager for a long time, I look at yung past records mo, and then I look at your attitude, and I also look at your potentials, at saka yung vision mo. So I took that all into consideration. And after studying Duterte, I've just seen that number one, he's a man of contradiction. He vowed peace and resolving crimes in 3 to 6 months. And then 3 months later after he said that, not even 3 months, he backpedaled. Sabi niya, I don't think I could stop it. We could just suppress it. But the bad thing about him saying that is it shows that he has this great conviction which the voters loved, but he's already showing signs of indecisiveness. It just goes to show that he's very impulsive. Number two reason is I feel like he's a man of confusion. Sinasabi niya, I will actually rub out, yun ang sabi niya, no? Crime and corruption. But I don't understand what he means by crime. Kasi he said that he would kill criminals. But, you know, Marcos has got 75,780 claims of human rights violations that's being processed right now. So, isn't he a criminal? Tapos Arroyo incurred about the record-breaking debt of about 3.5 or 3.54 trillion. And then yet he's saying that I might release Arroyo. But yung ginawa ni Marcos and Arroyo, aren't they crimes of corruption? And another one is his personality, like his leadership style, like he swears a lot. And he's got this authoritative persona, which I think is a bad warning sign. He makes fun of this rape, you know, that I think it's about going viral ngayon sa YouTube. He's very arrogant and loud, and he admits that he kills and he's part of the death squad. So if you have that personality like that, you know, at one point I read something about him admitting that he had killed 3 people in Davao. He's a criminal then, in my perception. So why would I actually vote someone who's got this leadership style na dictator ka? Didn't we just ousted a dictator in the past? Why would you want history to repeat itself? So last reason ko is yung, I think he's a man of double standards. He said, I would fight criminals, and then he admits that he's linked to the death squad. The New York Human Rights Watch are actually, they did a red flag on him because of the human rights violations. Pati yung ano, Amnesty International raised a red flag on him kasi there was one point I think I read na he actually asked one of the tourists to eat a cigarette butt because he refused to put that in the bin. But he himself, the way he talks, the way that he carries himself and all that, that's a double standard. It doesn't sit well with me, with my principles and my values.
At sa mait na pinag-uusapan ngayon sa online kung saan umabot na rin ito sa international media tulad ng BBC, ukol sa naging komento ni Mayor Duterte tungkol sa isang Australiana na ginahasa, kung saan sa kanyang komento nang hinayang siya sa magandang Australiana na pinailahan ng mga gumahasa sa kanya at sinabi ni Duterte na dapat ay mayor ang nauna sa pila. Narito ang reaksyon ni Bless Salonga.
I think it's appalling, you know. Why would you even cheer on a guy? Because I watched the video myself and I'm really shocked at what he said. And number two, I was shocked at how the people reacted. I mean, it seems like he's trying to befriend people. And the thing is, I think he's forgetting that there's a time and a place for things. you know, he's on an international stage. If you're going to do Kanpo jokes, you should do that within the confines of circle of friends, right? For him to say that, I think that's very insensitive. If you have a leader at work, no, now who could say such things, that's punishable by law. It's called sexual harassment. Like, if you offend someone, like, I'm offended by what he said.
Bukod sa nakakababa ng dignidad ang mga sinambit na salita ng mayor ng Davao, maepekto rin umano ito hindi lamang sa sarili ng mayor, kundi sa pagtingin ng pandaigdigang komunidad at magiging pakikipag-ugnayan o pakikitungo ng ibang bansa sa Pilipinas.
I think the voters should understand, no, na if, you know, the international stage or the other countries or the leaders of the countries or even just anyone in the whole entire world sees him as this, it actually diminishes the trust. Kapag nawala ang trust ng mga tao sa ibang bansa, sa leader natin, unang-una maapektuhan yung economic ties. How can he negotiate yung ating mga proposals or i-boost yung ating trade kung magkakaroon ng disrespectful attitude?